A very good morning to all my listeners. This is Yahya from the Emirates NBD Fixed Income Desk. Let's start with what's on my mind. I need more details than just sweet tweets. What happened over the weekend in Buenos Aires is merely kicking the can harder along the road. That said, I think we carry forward one big problem for 2019, and for now, sit back and enjoy the euphoria and cheer goodbye to 2018 in a few days. The 90-day ceasefire agreement between President Trump and Xi should boost sentiment near term, but our worries should linger longer. The seesaw price action on oil prices needs to stabilize to calm risk assets globally and not just bring temporary relief to EM importers. For now, the US dollar is seen as a vulnerable as it gets as US policymakers tone down providing EM assets with their required impetus. Last but not least, stay focused on fundamentals as early signs do show some slack in falling levels of growth and inflation. The 10-year US Treasuries have staged a strong comeback and are now close to our comfort levels at 2.94%, while the UK gilts also strengthened to 1.93%, dropping 5 pips in absolute yield terms. EM sovereigns, both high beta and low beta, rallied across the board. Turkey's better-than-expected inflation data print did provide a reprieve to domestic bonds strengthening across the curve. Hard currency bonds outperformed the rest of the EM counterparts. Reserve Bank of Australia left policy rates unchanged at 1.5%, while gold shining at $1,236 a troy ounce. WTI and Brent are high at 53.56 and 62.36 respectively. Oil prices surged on an announcement from Alberta, Canada that they will cut output next year by 8.7% on top of news that Russia and Saudi Arabia will extend their accord to manage output. The same old tune by Fed officials. Vice Jack Lydak said that the Powell put is not a useful way to describe what the Fed is doing. However, his comments that we are in a world where central banks, including the Fed, are focused on keeping inflation away from disinflation could be taken as suggesting a softer guide path for rates. US manufacturing rebounds. The headline ISM rose to 59.3, beating expectations, with new orders doing the heavy lifting at 62.1 versus 57.4. Employment and production also lifted. Prices paid dropped to 60.7 with the October-November collapse in oil prices already feeding through. The US yield curve is expected to invert soon. At the short end of the curve, the spread between 3 and 5-year yields fell to negative 1.4 basis points, dropping below zero for the first time since 2007, and the 2 to 5-year gap soon followed. The most reliable leading indicator for recession in the 3-month minus is a 3-month minus 10-year yield spread because it turns negative less frequently than others. That's why the New York Fed uses this part of the curve to build its recession model. So the fact that 3-month 10-year trades at 64 basis should give comfort that there's some still room for cushion left. During the previous three cycles in 1989, 2000 and 2005, it took 4 to 6 months for the 3-month 10-year yield curve to turn completely flat after it reached its current level. The economy fell into recession an average 15 months after that. That's it for my side and have a great day. Thank you.